KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 29 degrees in Atlantic. That's our 24-hour low here at the official weather station for Atlantic. We look for mostly sunny skies today and a high of 55. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Well, of course, topping Western Iowa news this morning, the Iowa State Patrol yesterday released the names of the victims who died Wednesday morning in a crash about 4 miles south of Harlan on Highway 59. They were identified as 68-year-old Marcella and 71-year-old Robert Schwery, both of Panama, and 26-year-old Christina Cotent of Avoca. Trooper John Farley says a state trooper had pulled a vehicle over for speeding violation and was on the shoulder of the road as a 1999 Cadillac DeVille driven by Marcella Schwery was traveling south on Highway 59 at about 10:20 a.m. When the vehicle went around the patrol cruiser, Schwery's car crossed the center line of the road and collided head-on with a northbound 2008 Ford Escape driven by Cotent. Farley says it's not clear why Schwery didn't notice the oncoming vehicle.
With the emergency lights obviously activated on the patrol car, the vehicle did move over. We're assuming that just did not allow for enough time or was distracted by the emergency vehicle and did not see the oncoming vehicle coming from the north.
He says after the impact, the Cadillac spun around and collided with the unoccupied 2008 Ford Crown Victoria patrol cruiser.
The patrol car was impacted by one of the vehicles, but it was only slight damage. The trooper himself was out of the vehicle up at the original violation, speaking with that driver.
Officials say after the crash, the SUV entered the east ditch. Patrol says all of the three of the crash victims died at the scene. Marcella Schwery and Christina Cotent were wearing their seatbelts, while Robert Schwery was not.
There was no other injuries, nobody else involved.
KJAN News Time is 7:08. Fall is here, and Masker Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home's heating system is working efficiently. Call Dwayne Masker of Masker Plumbing and Heating at 243-2260. Dwayne and the guys will be happy to come to your home and professionally check your furnace and do any necessary repair work, including changing your furnace filters. They want to make sure your current heating system is working properly. Not only does Masker Plumbing and Heating do repairs, they are your local York Heating and Cooling Systems dealer in Atlantic. York offers a high-efficiency heat pump, and with the purchase of a high-efficiency heat pump, Atlantic Municipal Utility customers will receive a discounted rate from October to April. So heat your home more efficiently this year by stopping by Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut in downtown Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-2260. Police in Red Oak said this morning one person was being held in Montgomery County Jail following a disturbance Wednesday afternoon. 25-year-old Nathan Al Ward Jr. of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 3 p.m. Wednesday for disturbing the peace and for allegedly displaying a dangerous weapon in the courtyard of a housing complex, which is located on East Summit Street in Red Oak. Ward was charged with breach of peace and aggravated assault. His bond was set at $2,300. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones has pled guilty to dumping refuse into the Missouri River floodwaters. According to the Omaha World-Herald, Jones accepted responsibility for polluting the water and was fined $150 plus court costs. Another misdemeanor charge of violating an open burning ban was dismissed as part of the plea agreement. The charges stem from an incident near Takema, Nebraska in late September when Jones, his friends and family members removed and burned flood-damaged furniture and mattresses from a cabin he owns near Takema. On September 24th, some debris from the fire, including charred parts of furniture, slid off into a slough or inlet about 250 feet from the river. Jones says the debris most likely entered the inlet when the remains of the fire were doused. He claimed it was unsafe to retrieve those items that fell into the river. The incident was reported to authorities in Burt County, Nebraska, by a neighbor. A Carroll County man is scheduled to be sentenced next month in connection with the death in September of his roommate following an assault. 24-year-old Travis Jeffrey Barker of Coon Rapids pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter in the death of 28-year-old William Smith. Smith died September 4th at a hospital in Des Moines following an altercation the previous day at the residence the man shared. Authorities had initially charged Barker with first-degree murder, but Carroll County Attorney John Worden said the charge was reduced because evidence in the case indicated Smith's death was not premeditated. As part of the plea deal, both the prosecution and defense requested Barker serve a 5-year prison sentence. Barker is scheduled to be sentenced on November the 14th. A Marine from Western Iowa is recovering from wounds he suffered during combat in Afghanistan on October the 18th. The father of PFC Kirk A. Salmon of Denison told the Omaha World-Herald his son, who had been stationed in Nawa Province, Afghanistan, was involved in a battle and suffered an injury to his shoulder as a result of rifle fire. He was airlifted to Camp Dwyer in northern Afghanistan, where he underwent surgery. George Salmon said his son was transferred to Landstuhl Regional Medical Center in Landstuhl, Germany, and underwent a second surgery to remove some bullet fragments. Last Friday, the soldier was transferred to the Portsmouth Naval Medical Center in Virginia, where he's currently recuperating from his wounds. A decision will be made soon on whether to transfer the Marine closer to home, likely to a medical facility in Omaha. George Salmon and his wife, Susan, said they've been in daily contact with their son, and he said he's in stable condition and good spirits. Kirk Salmon, who serves with the 1st Battalion, 9th Marines, is a 2008 graduate of the Denison High School, where he participated in baseball, wrestling, and in football. And police in Heartland say a Crime Stoppers reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of two individuals allegedly involved in the armed robbery Monday morning of a convenience store in Heartland. The incident occurred around 11:30 a.m. that day, with a white male and female entering the Fast Stop convenience store at 2401 12th Street. The couple brandished a handgun, demanded money, and left the store with an undisclosed amount of cash. Two still frame images of the suspects captured by surveillance video in the store are available for you to view on our website at kjan.com. Click on the news tab and scroll on down to find this story. Both of the suspects are considered armed and dangerous. If you have any information on that crime, you can call 911 or the Harlan Police Department. And again, Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for any information leading to the suspect's arrest and conviction. News time is 7:13. Fall is here, and Masker Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home's heating system is working efficiently. Call Dwayne Masker of Masker Plumbing and Heating at 243-2260. Dwayne and the guys will be happy to come to your home and professionally check your furnace and do any necessary repair work, including changing your furnace filters. They want to make sure your current heating system is working properly. Not only does Masker Plumbing and Heating do repairs, they are your local York Heating and Cooling Systems dealer in Atlantic. York offers a high-efficiency heat pump, and with the purchase of a high-efficiency heat pump, Atlantic Municipal Utility customers will receive a discounted rate from October to April. So heat your home more efficiently this year by stopping by Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut in downtown Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-2260. And in our funeral announcements this morning, Terry Lee Anderson, age 66, of Minden, died Sunday. Funeral services for Terry Anderson will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Bernetta Marie Archer, age 81, of Avoca, died Monday in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Bernetta Archer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Eileen Rice, age 103, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. A funeral mass for Eileen Rice will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Kevin Michael Marshall, age 15, of Brayton, died Monday at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Kevin Marshall will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Walter H. Bolt, age 103, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Walter Bolt will be Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. The Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Louise Arp, age 85, of Messina, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Louise Arp will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. That's a check of the news brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.